I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
Today, we're going to be getting into how simplifying your life can make it more abundant and better and bigger, and how you just like simplify your life
and how everything kind of works better when it's simplified.
Right.
Sometimes less is more, not in a way of like don't work as hard, don't try as hard kind of less is more, but in a like less stuff, less stress, less pressure.
You guys know we start every episode with highs, lows, and goals. Before we get into everything right now, go follow at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok, at Anne Catherine Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok, at Caroline Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok, also linked below. Love to talk to you guys on there. Little plug for the beginning. Okay, highs, lows, and goals. Let's start with highs.
Okay, I was thinking about this, and my high in general is that I actually feel like my life has been a little bit simplified this week, or like very intentionally done. I feel like I've gotten into kind of like a flowing-ish state with like my work, I was feeling like, because I tend to overwork myself, overbook myself, stress myself out, and I've really come to the realization recently that like that is all in my own hands. Like, most of the time, the stress that we create and the pressure we create all comes from ourselves, so then we also have the power to stop it. So I feel like I got in a really good flow this week of like doing the work I had to do, doing it effectively, doing it efficiently, enjoying it, and then like stopping kind of when enough was enough and building in a lot of like leisure time, enjoyment time, good stuff. And so I felt like I was in a good flow. And then ironically, like, so many opportunities were coming to me this week, like a lot, because I felt like even though maybe I was working for less time, I was really effective with it and it was really simplified and I was doing the things that like I actually needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of opportunities like really came to be and a lot of things like worked really well. And so that was cool to see how like it doesn't always have to be more, more, more. It can just be effective, simplified, get it done, and it works well. So that really ties into a lot of what we're talking about today, which I thought was cool that that was like the overall vibe of my week.
Also, about just like really quickly what you just said, less pressure too, I think is what makes things like, it doesn't have to be like grind effective in that sense. It's like less pressure, so like you get it done. We'll get into all of that. I feel like I'm going to be saying less is more 1,000 times during this episode, but that's okay. Do like a less is more counter.
We also went to the lake the past couple of days, which was a nice just kind of like refresher in general. I also put some temporary pink hair dye in my hair, which
true.
Just feels
if
like
you guys are watching,
fun and fresh.
Your hair is pink.
If you're watching on Spotify, you can see it. I don't know exactly how long it'll last. I actually did it a couple years ago. And I think I used the exact same hair dye because both times it's come out a lot more neon than I was expecting. But it's, like, been a few years. And I was like, I don't remember if this is the exact same one. It absolutely was because the exact same thing happened. But it's fun. I like it. And so that's nice. And then I also ordered some new sweats from Aritzia. Treated myself to a package.
She treated
and
herself.
And that showed up. And so now I have a brand new cozy sweats outfit on. Like, a lot of things feel good right now. And if you guys actually plug, in case they're still having it, a lot of the Aritzia stuff was on sale, which is why I balled out on a few new sweatsuits for myself, because I love their sweats and the basic stuff there. So, like, in case it's still on sale, check it out. boyfriend sweatpants.
Not sponsored at all. My goodness.
No. I'm just like letting you guys know.
Oh, okay. My high of the week is I got aloe juice.
Have you even drank it?
It's right there.
That's what that is. I thought it was like apple cider vinegar water. It looks very clear.
Well, there's apple cider vinegar and aloe in it. Oh. And seltzer. Anyway, if you guys remember the story of, like, we were in Boston with Anna and all the, like, I made them go to Whole Foods and I was walking around with aloe leaves because I wanted to make aloe water. And you know what? It was good. And I liked it. And, like, it's supposed to have really good effects. Just, like, aloe on your face. Like, I use aloe skincare. So, like, drinking aloe water is supposed to be, like, very, very good for you and, like, your systems. And your skin.
I would imagine. Yeah. It's hydrating to your skin.
So yeah, I got some of that and I got it off of Amazon because I couldn't find it in a store here. And I looked everywhere for aloe, the big aloe leaf plants. Like, we used to have them at the grocery store and I couldn't find them. Like, I've looked at every grocery store and there was no aloe juice. So I've a couple times made my own. I just, like, blended the aloe inner filet is what it's called with water. But on Amazon I like ordered the biggest thing of aloe juice. Mm-hmm. And so I've been drinking that and I don't know, that was exciting. I feel like there's a lot to update on because this is 2 week updates. Because last week was a guest episode. I feel like I had so much to say and then I just, like, forget it all.
Well, what has happened?
I feel like there are a lot of lows to get into. Okay. Not even Lowe's, just, like, today was a day and a half. Like, today was a day. Anyway, we went to the lake yesterday. We were hanging out with our neighbors up there. So much fun. That's, like, our annual hangout.
Often, but we love them, yeah.
So that was super fun, and that was, like, our first time and, like, potentially only time that we're up at the lake. Family lake house this summer. So that's, like, always fun and interesting.
Like, family, like, cabin, like, cousins shared all
so
of that.
So true. And then this morning, I had to lifeguard, so we had to wake up bright and early, clean the house, leave. We need to get gas, so, like, we stop and get gas.
Oh.
And then I'm like, you know what, there's like a Dunkin' Donuts across the street. Like, let's go get some. Oh, there's a drive-thru. I've never driven through a drive-thru.
Yes, like, you have, but not, it's been a while.
I personally haven't driven, through a drive-thru when I was, like, 6 years old. I don't frequent the drive-thru. Not quite sure exactly how it works. It's 6 in the morning, and I'm exhausted and tired, and I just want to go home. I drove through the drive-thru backwards, and it was 6 a.m. There's no one there. And so we, like, drove up, and everyone's just looking at us. I'm like...
When she says backwards, let's paint the picture. So we're at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and you know you drive, like, around in a circle, and then you stop at one spot to tell them your order, and then you... finish out the circle at the window. We just didn't do the circle.
I didn't do the circle. I went straight to the window.
We just went right to the window, so, like, in the wrong direction.
But, like, it was 6 a.m. Like, I could have just said, can I have an iced coffee, please?
Right.
No one else was there.
We spoke to the same person. We swiveled around to the mic.
So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and I, like, reverse. And then we go through the drive-thru, and it's totally fine. And then, like, we drove home and, like, had a day. And now we're sitting down.
It was shocking, though. I don't know what it was because we
were like, how am I supposed to know how to drive through?
That often? But I guess it's, like, okay, our last, I don't know, like, a few months ago that we were in Singapore for a long time. We grew up a little bit in Hong Kong. Like, there's no drive-thrus in either of those places. We go to college in Boston. It's a city. We don't drive. There's no drive-thru. But, like,
also, I would never,
we
like,
did go to high school in New Hampshire where, like, people frequented drive-thrus. People rolled up with their Dunkin' Donuts coffees every morning.
Yeah, but I would never opt for drive-thru, personally.
We just never did.
Crazy stuff over here. And so that was, like, really humbling. And then, I don't know, today's just been, like, a long day. What else? I feel like there was a lot of embarrassing.
Well, then you had to go to work and lifeguard at the beach literally 9 to 5, so you were already tired and...
But it's, like, it's
tired,
fine.
Tired.
That's, like, a fun 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. 4th of July happened, and we, like, watched fireworks on the rocks at the beach. That was a fun 4th of July. Very calm. We're notorious for having, like, horrendous 4th of Julys. Like, every 4th of July ends in tears.
I don't know why we've had really, really bad 4th
of Julys.
But, like,
this one broke the spell.
But because it was, like, very chill, it was, like, we just had a couple of Catherine's lifeguarding friends here walk down to the beach, and there were, like, not many people on the beach, but one family was doing a fireworks show, so we just got, like, a personal fireworks show. But quite honestly, it was hard not to think about, like, what it would actually be like to be in a crowd then. Like, I did not want to go to a public fireworks show. I did not want to do that because, honestly, like, it's terrifying, and I know that there were a lot of, like, terrible events and shootings and things that happened, like, at 4th of July parades and events, and it's, like, that is just terrifying. And if anyone listening was personally affected or has family affected by that, like, seriously, heart goes out.
Even if you weren't personally affected, like, that's still, it never doesn't affect you, and, like, no words, like, it's horrendous, and I just can't even imagine.
Like, that sort of violence is possible and happens. Like, it's scary to be anywhere.
Yeah, I definitely did not want to be in, like, a large group setting, but like we had a fun and safe 4th of July, and
I hope you guys did too, had fun and safe weekends. Also, if you didn't do anything, know that that has been us lots of times, especially on 4th of July. So you're not alone. Even if you were alone, you have us, and we've been alone.
My goal for the week is to get work done, because I've been, like, I've had to lifeguard so much this week. I haven't had, like, a free day this week to do, like, podcast work or, like, mm-hmm. any of that of my, like, other work, and so I just feel very behind and, like, a little overwhelmed and, like, not stressed, but, like, I don't know, I just feel so imbalanced with that, and so I would like to get on it. Mm-hmm. But that's my goal for, like, finishing out the week and next week to, like, make that a priority so that I'm not in this situation severely again.
Yeah, mine is honestly to try to keep up the kind of flow and work and balance and everything that I feel like I had this past week, because I just feel like it was really good. And, you know, you have to, if things are working, you have to be consistent with them, make them habits, make it work, make it the actual lifestyle. And, like, also just keep kind of believing in myself, trusting in myself, like, seeking out new opportunities and stuff. Because, honestly, like, it is very hard. And I feel like Catherine and I both go through ups and downs with the work that we do, because there are so many different aspects that go into the podcast. So social media, my personal training, everything that she also does, like, with her own, like, businesses and work and everything. And we're just a two-man team over here. We do have
Delaney.
We do have Delaney. We have one girl who's really helpful.
I love her.
On podcast, TikTok, and she's doing an amazing job. But
no, she's, like, that, an angel sent from heaven for that.
We don't have a management team. We don't have any of that. So it's, like, behind the scenes, like,
by choice. But it does. It gets stressful. Both,
right? But, like, we book our own guests, we reach out to brands for sponsorships, we negotiate different brand deals, we do all of this. Like, I do all of my own personal training work, no assistant, no anything. So it's like we have so many different things going at once that it is kind of a hard position to not be stressful. And so I think that that's something we're always coming back to, like, how do we be as successful and intentional as possible and, like, not be stressed, but, like, balance all of these different mm-hmm. jobs at the same time.
And also have a life.
Exactly. It is difficult. So I think that is always, like, the running goal, is, like, keeping up that balance. And I feel like I was really good with it last week, so just continuing to keep that up. But another thing is I want to cook a little bit more, because I just feel like the past couple weeks I've just been, like, throwing meals together, which is great and fun, but I haven't, like, cooked in a while.
So it'd be nice to have, like, nasty-ass chicken yesterday.
Yeah, actually, no, that might be why, because I grilled when we went to the lake. It was just the two of us. We picked up some Trader Joe's pesto chicken on the way. I had never had it before. Thought it was going to be great. I grilled it.
It had so much potential.
I think I undercooked it, and it just really, like, rubbed me the wrong way, grossed me out, and yeah. I need to make up for it and cook something good this week.
I was so excited for it, too. And then it was just, like, it didn't deliver.
It didn't deliver. Trader Joe's fault. It was no one's but my own.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's talk about how less is more in life and how we can live better by like having less in and around our lives. Like, your life shouldn't be stressful or overwhelming, even if you're cruising, you're vibing, like, just living your life, or if you're trying to grow or elevate or on a journey of some sort, like, no matter what, it should not be stressful or chaotic or overwhelming, like, long-term, right? That's when it's not beneficial. Mm-hmm. That's when it gets to be, tone it down.
I think a lot of the time people say, like, oh, like, you have to go through the hard to get to the good. You have to, like, go through that, like, different crazy times to get to the other side. I think that the truth is more in you have to go through a bit of discomfort, a bit of being out of your comfort zone to have change. But it doesn't mean that you have to be living in a constant state of too much pressure on yourself, of overwhelm, of stress, of all of these different things, right? A level of discomfort to get to a next level or to go through change, I think is very different than having just an overly stuffed, overwhelming situation.
Right. I think like growth and, you know, strengthening yourself can come from challenges from life or just like naturally moving through life itself. Like life is riddled with challenges. Like that's part of it. That's what gives it its spice, right? Like we love challenges. Struggles and challenges promote growth and change. Like you need that in your life. But it's almost gone to a point where if you're not struggling, you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Or it's like not good enough if you're just cruising and vibing and like living life. Like if you're not struggling or grinding or blah 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 blah, it like provokes so much guilt because you don't feel like you're doing enough.
Yeah. Like, we feel guilty for anything. You feel guilty for doing absolutely anything. You feel guilty for, like, any minute that you're not working, but then you feel guilty for, like, if something with the work doesn't work out or if you don't do the best job. You feel guilty if you eat a certain thing. You feel guilty if you don't sleep enough or if you sleep too much. There's just so much pushing of, like, a feeling of guilt. And I don't even think that's, like, really what we were talking about right now, but I've been thinking about that so much, and I feel like it was kind of relevant.
Oh, for sure.
What we were saying, because it's, like, it just, that feeling of guilt drags everything in your life down. It makes it so heavy. It's, like, it adds this, like,
negative energy.
Of, like, negative energy that you're not having to, like, wade through that to get to anything good. And it's, like, why?
No, genuinely why? Side note, like, life is not real, like, whatever, blah, 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 blah. So why are we still doing the whole, like, grind, blah, blah, blah.
Like, you can...
That was so well-articulated of me.
So articulate.
That was, like really good.
Don't get us wrong. We are girls with goals.
We're literally girls with goals, but you don't have to be guilty about it.
But not drive yourself freaking crazy and feel guilty and all these things, but I've been thinking a lot about guilt lately, and it's like, what is it? Because I feel guilty for so many things. So many people ask me all the time, I feel so guilty for this, how do I fix it? Why do I feel so much guilt? I feel guilt when I go on a vacation and don't work out right. Like, since when do we feel guilt about a vacation?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the world just pushes this guilt on us because everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be, like, grind culture. And I think, like, not that everything goes back to, like, media and social media, but I think, again, when you're only seeing the highlights of everyone else's life and all of the perfect things that other people do, then you feel guilty for anything that isn't that.
Or I think, like we talked about in last week's episode, with trying to impress yourself first and foremost, social media creates this, no matter how you're using it, it just creates this need to prove yourself over and over and over again, even if you're, like, doing it for you, you're, like, proving to yourself, but subconsciously it's because society or, like, whoever is viewing, you're, like, you're proving to yourself that you can accomplish something, that you can look a certain way, that you can do a certain thing, get a certain job, whatever it is. Sometimes, even though it's, like, intrinsically motivated or, like, it's coming from yourself, you're not doing it directly for anyone. You're doing it to prove to yourself because you feel the need to prove it to yourself. Mm. And that's, like, so much noise and chaos that doesn't need to be had. And that's part of the simplifying your life. I feel like there's, like, we're gonna talk about so many different topics, but no matter what, this episode, less is more, like, with your life, with what you're doing. And I think something I've been talking about and thinking about a lot this summer is just, like, less pressure. Putting less pressure on yourself doesn't mean doing less. It doesn't mean accomplishing less. It doesn't mean you are less. It just means that you have more space and freedom to, like, expand and, like, move around in that space, whatever it is. Putting less pressure on yourself will help you achieve more and do it better and, like, have it be more sustainable. Because when you're putting less pressure on yourself, number one, you feel freer to take your time, to make mistakes, to do whatever you need to do to get to a point where you have accomplished or achieved or gotten closer to what you want. Putting less pressure on yourself is what's gonna actually allow you to do something. Because if you're sitting there and you're like, I need to do this, and don't get me wrong, you can, like, need and want to achieve something without putting pressure on yourself. But if you put so much pressure on yourself, you almost become afraid to, like, put in the work to do it because you're now afraid of failing, but then that in its of itself is failing. And it's, like, this whole little cycle where, honestly, put less pressure on yourself because then you'll actually achieve something or, like, get somewhere. And it just feels better.
I had, like, two big idea thoughts while you were saying that. I feel like this episode is, like, we have just,
it's just, like, us
so
thinking.
Many things we've been thinking about, and they're all coming out.
If you feel like you get brain fog all the time, that afternoon slump, or maybe you just have trouble de-stressing yourself, then we have an exciting product to share with you.
Earth Naturals mushroom gummies have effective doses of 10 different functional mushrooms. And mushrooms are actually very cool. I feel like they aren't shared enough as a natural supplement, but there are so many different functional mushrooms with diverse benefits, and when you bring them all together, you have things like cordyceps and lion's mane that help you beat brain fog with clarity and a heightened mood, and then reishi and turkey tail are other ones that are immune boosting, and pretty much all of them are also natural de-stressors, so when you have them all, like Earth Natural does in these gummies, you get so many benefits in one natural, I think, raspberry-flavored gummy.
You can find them at earthnaturals.com. That's URTHnaturals.com. And follow them on social media at Earth Naturals just to learn more.
If you love listening to Girls with Goals and other podcasts like ours, and you've ever thought about making your own, then let's talk about Anchor.
First off, it's free, which is amazing because there are so many cool things you can do with Anchor to make your podcast a reality. You can record and edit right on Anchor using your phone or your computer, and then Anchor will distribute your episodes to Spotify, Apple, anywhere you want your podcast, Anchor does it for you.
Anchor works with Spotify, so you can add any song straight from Spotify into your podcast. You can even make money off of your podcast through Anchor. It's really just everything you'd need or want in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
about them for yourself.
But the thing about, you said, when you have less pressure, you actually do more and you actually do more things better. Most of my stress or like the work I do is me thinking about what I have to do.
Yeah.
Is me planning what I have to do. Is me like grinding my gears about how to do this thing perfectly.
It's like creating stress about your stress.
I am so bad. Like I had never viewed myself as like a procrastinating person ever. But now, suddenly, recently, I feel like I'm all about like, I just plan things and I plan things and I plan things more than I do them. And one of the big things that I felt really different about this week is I told myself, like, if I have a task and it comes to me right now and it takes less than 5 minutes, I'm going to do it right away. And I started answering emails the second I got them. And then that was so effective because then the person was ready to have a conversation and come to like some sort of conclusion over whatever the email was about, like right then and there. And like things happened and things worked. Whereas I would be so used to like opening an email, reading it, and then thinking about, okay, how can I respond? How can I respond? Putting it on my to-do list for later and then pushing it off days and days and days. And then the opportunity was probably gone at that point, right?
There's literally something that we have been needing to do for 4 months. And it's become such a big thing, even though it's, like, it's the most low-effort thing. And it's, like,
the... We did it while watching a movie.
The benefit of it...
We did do it while watching a movie.
We did. It just, like, didn't happen. The benefit of completing this thing is so large compared to the effort that it will take to do. The time and effort, like, is so low. And we just keep putting it off and putting it off to the point where the other day when we were, like, at the lake, we're like, we're gonna sit down and do this right now. No Wi-Fi.
It didn't even work.
Like, no Wi-Fi. We're using hotspots on our phones, and it wasn't strong enough because it was, like, video editing type stuff. And we were like, yeah, of course. So it's still not done.
Yeah.
It's still not done, and it's, like, still on the to-do list. And I feel like when you have something like that, it's, like, you just keep putting it off and putting it off. It's, like...
It's not even a big task. It's almost, like, the longer you put it off, the more perfectly you have to do it because you've been making
it. The bigger it gets thing. And the more pressure you put on it, well, the more pressure it, like, takes on.
So, a way to simplify your life, if you have a task in front of you, do it.
Oh, my God, do it while you're listening to this.
Do it right now. Like, do it, if it's a little task, if something, like, that's something to start living by. If something takes you less than 5 minutes to do and it's right in front of you, do it. Why would you spend 5 minutes planning it out on your to-do list?
Writing it down.
You could just do it, right? And then more time stressing about not doing it, planning on doing it. So, what to do? Do the thing, and more doing, less planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then why you should do it? Because it's gonna be most effective. Like, sorry, it's not actually going to be more effective if you like plan something out to do in the future because you want to do it absolutely perfectly if you then never get to that thing. It's going to be a lot more effective if you just do it now and a lot less stressful for you.
But also, on that note, you are never going to do something perfectly for the first time. So why are you putting it off in anticipation of doing it perfectly? Like, why are you putting something off because it needs to be done perfectly? Because you will never do something perfectly for the first time. Like, everything is a learning curve. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
So just start, or just do it, and just be bad at it, or like take the pressure off of it. Because nothing is going to be the best the first time you do it.
And sometimes you're also scared to start something because you have such big dreams with it and you see so much potential with it that you're scared, like, if that thing, like, if you don't reach that right away, if you have some troubles, it's gonna like hurt your ego, you know? Because
we could do a whole episode on ego. Like,
we should
shut the fuck up.
Like, I know for me,
take your ego down.
A big thing, like, I started doing like seriously online personal training about a month ago, and like I have big goals and benchmarks for things I want to hit, like on the business side of that, and I've had to keep telling myself, like, just because I want to get there and I'm going to get there doesn't mean that I have to get there today, right? You can have a goal and start something. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing happens overnight.
Ever.
Whether it's like your body changing with fitness or whether it's you getting a dream career or you doing something, right? Like, nothing happens overnight. So just because you're not there today doesn't mean you're not going to get there. And just because you know you're going to get there doesn't mean that you have to stress yourself out and go crazy getting there today. Like, you don't have to. So that's just another way to take the pressure off a bit, is knowing that, like, your goals don't have to be achieved today. Your goals don't have to be achieved overnight. It's all about the little baby steps that move you forward, and that moves you forward better because there's less stress and there's less of that murky water mud that I was talking about in your life.
This is another thing that we were talking about this morning. I think, like, literally, like, on our drive home or something. I don't know how it came up. But if you put the effort in, things come easily. Things will be so easy if you work for it.
We were driving and she said, things come easily when you work hard. And it was this, like, interesting concept of, like, when you work hard to put yourself in a certain position or do well at something or become an expert at something, then from there, opportunities and money and, like, different things, like, come to you.
Accomplishments easily. Happen naturally because of it.
Yeah.
Or even if you're just putting the effort in, it will come back to you in some way. And it's like, it becomes so easy. It's almost like, you know how you look at someone who's really successful and you're like, oh, but for them it was so easy because they're in that position, or, you know, because they've already gone through the, like, tumultuous startup or, like, hard, aggressive effort, like, effort with not a lot of return type of phase. They've put the effort in and they're continuing to put the effort in. And as they keep working hard, it's come easy to them.
An example would be, like, of course, that person, like, got that job so easily. Like, he went to Harvard. Like, of course, he just, like, got that job, you know? And it's like, sure, that job came easily to him, because he worked really hard to, like, educate himself and elevate himself into a certain position where then those opportunities came easily. Or, like, oh, that soccer player, like, of course he's got endorsed by that company. Like, of course all these companies want to work with him because he put the effort in to get himself into that position, right? When you work hard and just focus on elevating yourself into a certain place without stressing over every single detail of, like, how things are going to work out from there, that's when things will start flowing and coming more naturally to you. Because you've just worked hard on yourself to get yourself into a certain position, and that's when things can come easily, kind of. The other thing I was going to say, let me remember. Or we were talking about social media and about how, kind of like, are you doing what you're doing or being who you're being subconsciously because of how you want people to perceive you versus just for yourself? And I had this thought because we watched a movie with Miley Cyrus the other night. We watched LOL, because it just went on Netflix. But I love
Okay, Miley she Cyrus. Said LOL because the girl's name is LOL. Lola. Like, that's the name LOL. Of the movie. Yeah, she doesn't like LOL,
LOL. LOL. But I have always loved Miley Cyrus. She's, like, one of my favorite people. And I, for a second, I was like, oh, I wish I was Miley Cyrus. But then I thought about it for a second, and I was like, wait, why? She's struggled with drug addictions. She's gotten, like, divorced. She's had, like, identity crises and shit. Like, actually being her would probably be so challenging. Like, she has been through so much shit. So why would I want to, like, be her? Oh, because of the way that I perceive her as, like, cool and successful and all of that, right?
So right, and, like, she is cool and successful, but you don't think about the challenges that it took to get there or the work that it took.
If you're, like, oh, I wish I was that person, I wish I had that life, would actually being them actually be that great? Like, is their mind actually that great? Is their life actually that great? Or is just the way that it's presented and perceived really great, right? Why don't you just take yourself and work on yourself and work on you being your happiest and, like, elevating yourself to the point where then things can come easy to you? Because it's not like, being somebody else would never solve that sort of problem. And I feel like we all spend so much time wishing, like, I wish I had what that person had. I wish I was that person, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you dive deep into every single person's life, everybody has struggles. Everyone has problems, right? And they may be different than what you're dealing with, and so it makes it seem better. But I don't think that just having any one other person's life would, like, change fix your life everything. Or fix things, right? So another way, I guess, that made me think of to simplify your life is really try to drop the comparison in the sense of, like, I wish I was that person. They have it so easy. If I could be that, my problems would go away. Because that's not true. Stop putting your energy out to that and start putting your energy into yourself. Because, I mean, you can't be someone else either, right? So it's just a waste of energy and time also.
Okay, so simplify your life by taking out comparison. Like, these are the things. To simplify your life is to make it less complex. It's not to make it less. It's not to make it dumbed down or watered down. It's not to diminish yourself. Simplifying your life is taking out the unnecessary stuff, the unnecessary complexities, so that you can you know, expand and grow and focus on the things that actually do matter.
Mm. I think it's really interesting the way that this episode feels so different than a past episode we did that was, like, things to get rid of to live your best life, because that we were kind of going through certain, like, physical material things, whereas I feel like this episode, it's so interesting that everything we come back to is, like, a feeling and resistance in your mind. Stress, guilt, comparison, all of that is comes down to the same resistance that you're creating in your head.
So right, it's all, like, it's all internal and, like, self-motivated, yeah. And, like, it's all you. Yeah. Like, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. We're talking about you and your life. And yeah. So why are you focusing on things that don't matter to your life?
Mm.
And keeping those as a part of it? Like, why don't you just shed all of the things yeah. that don't matter, all the complexities, the comparison, the wasted energy,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is, like, get rid of it. Simplify your life so that your life is yours and it's abundant in the things you want.
Yeah. Because all of these things are things that happen in your head. Guilt, stress, comparison, those are not physical things. Those are literally resistances that you're creating in your mind that then you also have the power to drop those things and say, actually, no, comparison does not have the power over me. Actually, I can not be stressed right now because I choose how much pressure I put on myself, and I can release some of that pressure and then feel a lot less stress and then have things flow a lot better. All of these ways to simplify your life are not like clean out your sock drawer. It's right. like clean out all of these weeds in your
also like mind. Clean out your sock drawer, like the physical stuff that. Like simplify, but like we've too. Talked about that before, but I'm so big on the putting less pressure on yourself, like genuinely just straight up choose to put less pressure on yourself. Straight
it's
up choose.
Too. It's hard.
No, can you just choose to put less pressure on yourself and calm down and like fuck off from your mind and just like live your life as you?
Yeah. Stop fighting against yourself and stop fighting for yourself. Everyone all the time is like, it's you versus you. It's you versus you. And I'm like, no, it's you and you. You shouldn't be fighting yourself
against yourself
and
ever.
Creating resistance and stress and fighting and all of this in your head.
Empowering yourself is different from fighting yourself. Empowering yourself is different from fighting yourself. Empowering yourself and motivating yourself, those are uplifting and positive things. Fighting with yourself, even though it seems the same and you're trying to get to the same end point, that's negative. Fighting with yourself is, like, negativity, it's shame, it's guilt, it's all those things that we've been talking about that are not good. The you versus you should be reframed to you and you, because you and you is empowering, you versus you is
destructive.
Destructive.
I understand the concept when people say, it's you versus you, like, you're not
fighting entirely.
Anyone else. But I think that just has such a negative connotation, because you are never fighting yourself, and I think that separates you from you, and it creates the separation from like who you are and who you want to be, and it makes it seem more separated, whereas it's like, no, bring those together. You and you, you're on your own side, you're elevating yourself, you're having empathy for yourself, you're motivating yourself, you're doing this all together with yourself, not against yourself. So that's another simplification, or like just a general concept to think about when we're talking about all these different ways to simplify your mind and simplify your life, is like, just always remember that you're not meant to fight with yourself. You're
ever.
Meant to be on your own side, and in a way that it's like you're motivating yourself, you're kind of picking yourself up when you don't want to. It doesn't mean that like you're gonna baby yourself, right? It's not like, oh, it's not you versus you, like baby yourself. No, it's like, pick yourself up, understand what you deserve, and, like, fight for it, not against yourself, you know?
There are also so many times where, like, people will ask for tips or tricks or, like, life hacks on things like healthy eating or, like, how to get up early and all these things that I don't know how to answer, because my answer for, like, how do you get up early is...
Do it.
Get up early. Like... And I know that's so not helpful, and I could answer that in, like, different steps or, like, actually give, like, tips and tricks. Like, set an alarm on your phone across the room. But, like,
How to get up early is get up early. Stop stressing about getting up early. Stop planning to get up early.
Stop planning it. Stop, like, talking about it. Like, fucking simplify it and get up early. There's not much to it with all these things. Like, how do you eat healthy? Like, you know what healthy food is. You know what food is going to... And,
like,
sure,
right, maybe that's, like, educating yourself more on nutrition and stuff. But really, it's not follow this specific diet, do this specific thing. It's like,
right,
okay, what foods make you feel healthy?
I don't follow a diet. Like, no one, we don't follow a diet.
Or, like, rules.
And we are healthy. There's so many... Most people that are healthy don't follow strict rules. They just follow, this is what I want to eat because I know it is good for me. It makes me feel good. It tastes good. And I enjoy every single part of it.
At the same time, I think that when you try to overcomplicate it, that's when it backfires on you, because that's when you're stressing about it.
Right.
That's when you have guilt when you stray from what you do, and then you end up self-sabotaging.
That's when you're afraid of failing and afraid of messing up, and so then you just quit altogether. Like, we talk about this with the routines. I physically can't get a night routine going longer than brush my teeth, change, go to sleep. Like, I physically can't, so I don't, and I've tried to make, like, a 70,000 step routine. Doesn't work. I've tried to make, like, a little, like, a 4-step routine. Like, it works sometimes. But, like, I can't overcomplicate it and, like, put pressure on myself to, like, oh, I'm gonna wind down for 2 hours before I go to sleep and have this whole end-up thing. Because that doesn't work. Like, I genuinely don't actually want that. Like, deep down, this is another thing. Like, I'm so pressed on this. Like, deep down, I don't want that, so it's not gonna happen. Maybe I'll get to it at some point, because, like, it does interest me, but, like, right now in this moment, that's not what I want, and it's not gonna be effective, and it's not gonna work. So, like, why am I putting pressure on myself to do that and then getting disappointed every time when it doesn't happen?
Yeah.
But the same thing with, like, healthy eating. Of course, there's so much to learn about nutrition. Like, I don't know as much as I could about nutrition, right? Like, and I have taken the time to learn a lot about it. Like, it interests me, and I learned about it. Mm-hmm. You could be just starting and know absolutely nothing, right? So, like, of course you're going to ask other people for advice, like, to educate you. Like, that's how you learn. It doesn't matter where you're at. Like, you know vegetables are good for you. You know, like, you eat chicken for protein. Like,
Not just chicken, but you know the basics.
Like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, you know fruit and vegetables, like, are good for you. You know, overprocessed foods are
not good for you.
Like, those, the basics, you know. So, like, follow that. You don't need to complicate it or immediately initially break it into 17,000 steps and rules and like, rules and regulations. Like, shut up and just do it.
It's not gonna be as successful, because, again, you're gonna then feel stress, you're gonna then feel guilt, and you're just adding all these things.
Not even just, like, physically overcomplicating it, but, like, mentally, emotionally, you're overcomplicating it.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with a workout routine. If you overcomplicate a workout routine and you try to go into it with way too much and way too much stress around it, and then you guys all know, then you miss one workout, and then there's guilt, and then there's stress, and then you quit everything altogether.
Right.
You go into it simply with something that you know is effective, that you know that you enjoy, and you know that it's also okay if you miss a day or two, right? You go into it with that, you're gonna
You're not planning on missing a day or two. You're not, like, banking on missing a day or two, or, like, you're not putting less effort into your workouts, but you're putting less pressure on yourself to be absolutely perfect, because, like, that's so pointless.
Yeah.
Because genuinely, what is the... You're working out, or changing, or adding, or growing, or elevating your lifestyle habits to make you feel better and be better. That's not, like, a 30-day challenge. Like, you're doing this to become this. Like, you're this is going to be a part of who you are in your lifestyle. So take the pressure off, because we're looking out so far, like, the off into the horizons. Like, this is a long-term thing. And so I get short-term if I'm like, oh my god, a week if I have, like, a deadline for something, put the pressure on, put the stress on, like, that's how I'll get it done. Mm-hmm. For lifestyle, big, long-term things, take the pressure off, because you have time, and you have space to mess up and learn and, like, go in and out and up and down and whatever it is. Like, you have time, so let yourself feel that way. Mm-hmm. And you will get there. Because if you don't let yourself feel that way, then you're not going to want to get there. And, like, you're going to quit and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Happens so frequently.
Soft plug, because I can. If you want a workout routine that is effective for you and that has no confusion and not too much pressure and that you're confident in, and nutrition that is simple and effective with no rules, and also the basic education of confidence in what you're doing, then you can apply to work with me with one-on-one online training. It's always linked in our show notes. And, you know, you'll also have the support from me, and we'll work on your mindset and your confidence and all of that too along the way. And just take, like, a very balanced, simplified, long-term approach to reaching your goals.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
All right, and guys, it's been a hot second since we have done
that minute.
A double take.
The double take.
So let's do a double take. And if you guys don't know, or if you're newer here, double take is our question and answer segment. Because, like, there's two of us, so you get a double take.
You get the double take. And sometimes, oh my god, no, someone wrote in the other day and was like, can you guys say some things that you, like, disagree on? Because a lot of the time we, like, agree. Oh my god, we disagree.
But we do. Like, we
quite frequently. But we keep it civil on the
podcast. But we don't, like,
just, we fight. Oh my god, no, there was, we were doing a, like, a panel for Spotify. We were, like, speaking for this thing. And we were talking for podcasts. And someone was talking about how we edit or, like, what we take out. And we don't take anything out besides long pauses or if we fight in an episode. And, like, it was so funny. And we're like, yeah, we for sure edit that out.
This has been a good flow. But, like, sometimes we
mind you, we're recording 2 days late because we were in a fight. Because
we were fighting when we originally planned to record it, right? Not everything is perfect behind the scenes.
So funny.
Once again, just so you know. But let's do some double take. And you guys can always ask questions at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram.
I put a whole DMs,
or we link often put polls up so that you guys can do that.
I also, in our like group chat, there's a whole section where you can submit any question you want for the double take.
Join
specifically.
Join our Geneva group chat. It's linked in the description. We also have a Discord that is, like, very active, but we just felt like Geneva was...
The Discord was getting a little cluttered.
Yeah, and we just felt like Geneva was more kind of on brand.
Because, okay, my favorite thing is, like, you can... I love when people are like, oh my god, like, you have a Discord? And then they, like, see how many people are in it, and they're like, oh my god, like, you have a Discord?
Yeah. But if you guys are in the Discord, just a reminder, obviously that Discord is still active and popping.
Yeah.
But we do have Geneva, which is a different app that just felt, like, a little bit cleaner and more on brand for Girls With Goals. So
and you can, like, FaceTime in it.
You can join the
And you can send little, like, different types of posts. All right. How do I reduce stress because it's affecting other aspects of my life? So, I don't know. Obviously, this is, like, personal scenario. If there's something that is making you stressed, you can try and minimize it or, like, remove that from your life or your current environment or situation, if that's possible. So, step number one is to be, like, physically remove the stress or what is causing the stress, if possible. Yeah. Number two is to try and reduce the power you let it hold over you. So there are so many, like, different things. I feel like the first thing that comes to mind is, like, meditation. Because part of that, part of the, like, meditation and, you know, similar actions, journaling is another form of, like, awareness and, like, releasing. Mm-hmm. But that's all, like, releasing. And, again, taking the pressure off, letting the power go. Like, it's all, it all goes hand in hand. And it's, like, simplifying that aspect. And is simplification, it kind of, in the sense that we're talking about, the more, like, non-physical, kind of, like, emotional or mental type simplification, that's all just, like, changing power balances. So it's you taking the power back from whatever is complicating your life and your mind up, and just, like, releasing any power that it did hold over you. Yeah. And so if you can't physically remove something from your life that's causing you stress, you can try to emotionally remove it, or just, like, try not to let it have a hold over you.
If there's something that you have to do and there's, like, a deadline or something and it's causing you stress, if you literally have to do it, then sit down and do it, because you're just making it worse the longer that you let yourself stress and stress and stress over it, if it's something that you inevitably have to do. And often then you start doing those things and you're like, oh my god, I should have done this an hour ago. It either didn't take me that long, or oh, now I'm really crunched because I spent more time stressing over this than I actually did doing it. We spend so much more time stressing over things than we do actually doing those things.
Or more time than we should.
Yes. So if it's like that, just do the thing and try to just be present and enjoy doing the thing. But if it's this constant, like, you feel like you're overbooked, you're over busy, you're super stressed, then it's like, okay, maybe you have to, like, permanently try to remove some things, obviously.
Wait, we definitely interpreted that in a very different way. You took it as, like, physical, like, booked and busy, and I took it as, like, emotionally or something stressed that is, like, something taking power out of you. Mm. Interesting. Okay. So there are two answers, depending on your situation. How do I stick to a healthy eating routine? I feel like we kind of answered this in the episode, but to reiterate, less pressure. Like, we're going long-term. Healthy eating isn't restricted eating. Mm-hmm. Healthy eating is you eat the foods that are going to make you feel good, be fuel good, like, right good fuel, like, taste good, period, end of sentence. Like, yeah. you know what is healthy and what is not, and some things can be
we also
mentally
have a lot of
healthy,
like, where we get, like, more deep into nutrition stuff, and we also have an episode called Easy Ways to Eat Healthier.
Yes.
Which is, like, some very simple tips and swaps. Yes. And things like that.
They're definitely, like, very tangible
yeah.
tips and, like, actual fundamental education on how to eat healthier. But sticking to a routine, one is a learning curve. Like, you can't just, if you're eating, like, absolute trash, like, you've never eaten a singular, like,
vegetable
grown item, like, everything you've eaten is, like, a chemical, you're not going to just switch to the cleanest eating ever and, like, be good to go, like, right? That's not really how it works. So getting into healthy eating, it's not strict.
Healthy eating, like everything else, simplify it. It's not about the rules. It's not about being absolutely perfect. And think about how healthy eating is about having more healthy things in your routine, not necessarily having less unhealthy things. And I think that that is a really good approach to take when you're trying to build that routine, is don't go into it saying, I have to cut all of these things out, because then you're going to feel guilt when you inevitably do have some of those things. Go into it saying, I'm going to add as many healthy things as I can to my routine. Naturally, that's going to replace a lot of the other stuff, and then you're going to be able to still have some other stuff and understand that that's okay, and there's going to be less stress about it, there's going to be less guilt about it. So add healthy things, more vegetables, more fruits, more protein, more just whole food, natural items. And start there and just start bringing more of those things into your routine.
What's your favorite form of self-care? Photosynthesis is how I answer that question.
I don't know.
I feel like it depends on the moment. Like, I answered photosynthesis because that's like a classic.
It's a classic.
But genuinely depends on the moment and like what I need and what I want.
Yeah.
Honestly, what I want is my favorite form of self-care, is doing what I want.
Sometimes it's a good shower and wash my hair and, like, get super clean. Sometimes a good journal. Sometimes reading. I like reading. I always feel good when I'm consistently reading. Self-care.
See, I've gotten to the point where I'm like,
ice water.
So true. Oh, that sounds really good right now.
Yeah, self-care.
But I feel like self-care has become, this is the whole like take the pressure off, like live for yourself type vibe. Self-care isn't just like a one night a thing. It's not a task.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's how you live your life. Like, you should be living your life as self-care. Exactly.
It's like, it's hard for me to answer that question because I'm like, my favorite like, self-care, well, it's not just like
everything.
The gua sha. You know, like it's, you
is
know,
everything.
It's not like a specific thing, you know?
Crazy. Okay. How do you feel about the lifting versus Pilates debate?
This is fun. I made a TikTok talking about this that actually did decently well because what I said in it was that I think there's so much science behind lifting that shows why it's so great for your body and it's so effective for changing your body composition that people who love lifting just see it as like the end-all be-all pinnacle of fitness. And I get it because the science behind it is so strong. But what they don't understand is that to people who don't actually enjoy lifting, then they're not going to get those benefits because they're not going to do it because they don't enjoy doing it. And so then if that is the case, then you have a lot of other options as well that are still going to give you a healthy body and might be more enjoyable and a better fit for you. So while I think that like lifting weights for physical aesthetic goals, like, there just is, like, a science and a pattern to it that makes it really effective. It's only going to be effective if you enjoy it and you stick with it.
And if you enjoy it enough to do it.
Doing it also, like, in a way that gets you kind of on the track to where you want to be. So with that, I think the most effective routine for you, aside from, you know, the science behind all the different types of exercise, is legitimately going to be the one that you can be consistent with.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you followed that episode. Welcome to our minds.
It flew welcome by because we were just dumping.
Welcome to my brain.
We were just dumping. We've been thinking about these things so much, I think, separately that we both
I wrote down. I wrote down, like, thoughts. Six different fat topics of ideas.
We did not go by the notes
today. We did not. Yeah. Once again, you guys can find the podcast on at Girls with Goals Pod, TikTok and Instagram. Add in Catherine Kinney and TikTok on Instagram, at Catherine Kinney TikTok and Instagram, and that will all be linked in the show notes below. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like, it means the world. Oh my God. The charts. Let's just keep updating you.
We have been doing really well on the podcast.
On the podcast charts recently,
and that is, like, literally all thanks to every single one of you listening, especially every single one of you listening up until this very end point, because you could have easily clicked out by now. But, I mean, we've been ranking really well in the Health and Fitness US charts, but we've also suddenly been, like, all around the world, specifically in Europe. And we've been on, like, the UK charts before. We've been in Australia.
We've hit a lot of new charts that
we're in so many new countries.
Yeah.
We're both excited.
We're excited. It gets, like, no matter how many times it happens, it, like, it gets me excited. Because I check every day. It's, like, the first thing. Morning routine, I, like, check what rank in the charts we are. And sometimes I'm, like, my self-worth is so low today because I'm like, move down one spot.
Right.
Whole different conversation.
Personally,
but,
that is.
But when it's moving up, my self-worth is up, but that's all thanks to you guys, and
so
like,
thank you to
literally
all
love you so much for
US
listening,
listeners and international listeners, every single one of you.
Where are we on right now? Ready?
Actually, our highest rank in the world,
Sweden.
We're number 8 in health and fitness, Sweden.
Let's
right
just
now.
Go to Which Sweden is interesting right now.
The majority of our audience is from the US, so that tells me that like the US just has more podcast listeners also than other countries, because the fact that like 65 right. or something percent of our audience is from the
guys,
US,
we get so into this. We get so in into Sweden. This.
Yeah, like as business and...
Okay, and so math. If you are from Sweden, the US, the UK, Australia, Germany, Austria, Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway, Ireland, Canada, Finland, or New Zealand right now, thank you for listening, because we're on your charts.
See you next week.
Bye.